I'm Ian Jorgensen.
I'm Mike Gamble.
And I'm Nick Kinzel.
And welcome to our Daytona weekend preview show. We're just going to be talking about the Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Cup Series race that are going to be going to Daytona International Speedway this upcoming weekend. So let's start off with the Truck Series. Mike, I want you to handle this one,
yep.
Buddy.
Trucks are my thing, boys. You guys know that, so we'll get right into it. So I'm really interested to see what happens in this race because I really do think this race could almost be like a microcosm of this season in the Truck Series. So we've got the Next Era Energy 250. It's going to be a 100-lap race. Stage 1 will be 20 laps. Another 20 laps in Stage 2, and that'll leave the final 60 laps to decide the race. That last stage is going to be long.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of different storylines that could play out in this race. We've got a really hot rookie class in the Truck Series this year. We've got a bunch of teams looking to rebound from last year. And we've got a bunch of drivers that are just, looking to keep on from where they picked off last year. And we'll see what happens. So, yeah, look at this key rookie class. You got guys like Ty Majeski stepping in. Late model legend. We've seen him in NASCAR already. He's going to be in the 45 Nice Motorsports truck that obviously the Melon Man had a lot of success in last year, was championship favorite for. So I think he could have a good run.
It's about time he got a full-time ride in NASCAR, man.
Exactly. We got Derek Krause in the number 19 McNally Hilgeman Racing truck. That's going to be fast.
The former K&N champion right there, literally dominated that series. I'm excited to see what he's going to be able to do.
Yeah.
Right.
And that truck has DJR Crosley backing too.
It does.
So they're going to have some speed.
It does. Then we've got KBM is reloaded with two rookies. We've got Christian Eckes and Rafael Lassard are both coming to the 18 and the 4 trucks respectively. Obviously that whole team and both those drivers looking to get on the right foot in 2020.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty well documented how Kyle Busch felt about his truck team last year. Looking to bounce back this year in a big way.
Exactly.
Right. Then we've also got Zane Smith coming in this year. He's going to be in the 21 truck. Obviously Zane Smith ran a bunch of races with Junior Motorsports. Ran a little bit, I think, in the Truck Series last year at times.
Yep.
Looking to really make a big name for himself and a much more steady kind of ride this year. And like we said, we got some teams looking to rebound. My boy Ben Rhodes was poised to be into the playoffs on points, kind of fell apart at the end of the year. I don't think that's something that's going to happen twice to a team with Thor Sports quality and his driving quality.
Yeah.
He's got one of the best spotters in the game in TJ Majors. I think they're going to bounce back in a big way, and what better way to do that than start up big at Daytona?
Exactly.
Right. And then we've got, Johnny Sauter, his teammate in the 13, a guy that's a perennial championship favorite, really early exit last year. I don't think that's something you're going to see again from him. I think he's looking to bounce back, and he's the winningest active driver in the Truck Series at Daytona.
Yep. Let's hope those engines can stay together this year.
Exactly. That's going to be the big question. But there's one bigger question mark in my eyes. What happens with Todd Gilliland? Todd Gilliland going to the 38 truck, a brand new team, FRM, coming over to the Truck Series.
That's going
to
be interesting.
Yeah. Running against his old team, KBM, where obviously him and Kyle Busch didn't exactly see eye to eye at times. It's pretty well documented, like we said. I think that's another big one.
Yep.
So that's going to be a big race. It's going to be on Friday evening, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 by us. So, guys, who are you thinking? Who do you guys got as your picks?
You start off, Nick.
So I'm going to go with the guy who ended last year on a hot note. I'm going to go with the 16 of Austin Hill. Austin Hill, defending winner of the spring Daytona race when he won that wreck fest where there was literally like seven trucks left.
Yeah.
And he had a really solid year last year. He closed out just dominant on those mile and a half. You saw him get the win at Homestead, Miami to close out the year last year.
Yep.
I think it's going to be a really good year for Austin Hill, and I think it's going to start it off again going to Victory Lane and the World Center of Racing.
All right.
He had a great year last year. I think it's a good pick. Ian, what you got?
So for my pick, I'm going to go with Mr. Grant Enfanger. Last year at Daytona, he started fifth and finished second. He's got one top five, two top tens, one pole with an average finish of 11.2 at Daytona International Speedway. So I got to go with my boy Grant.
Grant Enfinger, yeah, he's a really good pick here.
Yep.
Looked really good at plate races at times.
Exactly.
But I think he's going to be outshined by his teammate this year. Nobody is hungrier coming into the 2020 season than Johnny Sauter.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Sauter having an early exit in the playoffs like we talked about. That's been festering. That's been something he's been thinking about since the fall and the winter time.
Exactly.
He's had all this time to think about it. He's going to come out looking for a punch. My pick to win that race is going to be Johnny Sauter. But, guys, watch out for Spencer Boyd if you're looking for a long shot. He's already got a plate win at Talladega last year. Last year in this race, he finished fourth. He's a guy, underfunded team, but almost like a David Reagan in the Cup Series, always finds a way to be up at the front in the plate races.
Exactly.
So keep an eye out on that Spencer Boyd machine.
Oh, without a doubt. All right, so now let's run into the Xfinity Series. Nick, so take it over,
buddy. I'll be covering Xfinity Series this year for the Stock Car Spectacles. So to start off the year, this is really a year of new faces for the Xfinity Series. The big three have all moved up, yep. So we got a bunch of new faces. Our rookies this year, we got Joe Graff Jr. He's gonna be doing a couple rides, most predominantly in the 08. We got Jesse Little coming up. Jesse Little's gonna drive the 4 car, and then Riley Herbst and Harrison Burton are gonna make up Joe Gibbs Racing. So that's gonna be a really interesting field. And then we also have my boy Daniel Hemric in the 8 car. He's gonna be sharing that with Jeff Burton and Dale Jr.
Yep.
RCR's got a whole bunch of new guys like Mike Snyder's gonna run a couple races for him. Cass Growl's gonna run a couple races for him.
Anthony Alfredo's
gonna run a couple races for him. And yeah, nobody's gonna take the 00 this year, so Stewart House Racing is gonna be predominantly Chase Briscoe.
Exactly.
So a couple of new moves for them. So we're talking now NASCAR Racing Experience 300 from Daytona. Stage breakdown, 30 laps in the first stage, 30 in the second stage, and they're going to close out to 60 lapper. So for a total of 120 laps, your defending winner last year was Michael Annette. He won this spring race last year. There's only 4 cautions in the race, but there's 13 lead changes. And before I really get in for the guys to look out for, these are the guys that are in need of a rebound season. First, Brandon Jones. Jones, we all knew it last year. Brandon Jones did not have a good season last year. Yes, he got that one win at Kansas that really helped him out because he started putting together some strong finishes after that. But
exactly.
I didn't think Brandon Jones would be back in the seat this year after what he's been doing since he got over to Gibbs. Even what he did in the RCR 33 car, it's like, hey, he's really not deserving. But
I guess old Joe believes in something in him.
Yeah, so this is really the year where I think he'll turn it around, though.
Yeah.
He really needs to turn it around because he's on thin ice still.
Oh, yeah.
But I look for him to be strong this year coming off a good, solid ending to the 2019 season.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also going to go with Justin Haley. Justin Haley had a good year last year, but I don't think it's what he wanted. I don't think he capitalized on everything last season. He was a first-round playoff exit. The car was strong. He was consistent, but they're just still missing a little something for that race-winning speed. But I think his addition of his new teammate, Ross Chastain, might be able to help him out a little bit there. But I look for Justin Haley to have a good rebounding season. I think he needs it. I think he might be a car who can get the victory lane. I think both of those Colley cars, honestly, the 10 and the 11, have very good chances to make the Final Four going down into Phoenix because of the loss of that big three, because who's really going to step up and fulfill those guys' shoes? So those two cars could easily be championship four cars. We'll just have to see. They're really consistent, but I look for wins out of this car this season for Justin Haley.
They showed a lot of speed last year, and
yeah.
I think Justin Haley was a little bit outshined by his part-time teammates last year.
He can't let that happen, though.
Yeah.
If he wants to have a rebound season, he can't be overshadowed by Ross Chastain and A.J. Allmendinger when they're in the car. So, and then the last one that I look for who needs a rebound is just Junior Motorsports as an entire organization. 2 wins last year. Michael Annette won the first race, and then Justin Allgaier at Phoenix. But we all saw it, especially in the Championship Four. Like, the Junior Motorsports car was the slowest out of the four.
And it wasn't close.
It wasn't even close. Like, the raw speed for these Junior Motorsports cars are still missing.
Yeah.
So they kind of need to pick it up a little bit as an organization, because this is the chance now. The big three are gone. Step up and be that top organization in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. And I think if they can build on their raw speed a little bit better, you got a good guy like Daniel Hemric stepping into your race car, Jeff Burton stepping into the car, and then, yeah, Bossman's going to run a race. So I really look for, and even for Allgaier and for Gregson, I really look for some rebound years. I think we'll see more wins out of Justin Allgaier this year. I think we'll see Noah Gregson finally get to victory lane this year.
Yep.
I expect all three of these cars to win at one point. It's just, when is that going to happen? But I really think they need to step it up this year, because this is a big opportunity for them to fill the shoes of the big three.
Right.
And then, so for this NASCAR Racing Experience 300, I got 5 guys I'm looking for in this race that stand out to me. Number one, the Millen Man, Ross Chastain. He's got that aggressive racing style, and he won the July Daytona race last season.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Ryan Sieg. I look at Ryan Sieg because he's an extremely good restrictor plate racer. 4 top 10 finishes at Daytona. Best finish to third back in 2016. Number three, Michael Annette, defending race winner here. So I look for him to be strong again.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Justin Allgaier. He's got 2 top 5s, 3 top 10s in the last 10 races here at Daytona. What better way to get your season started off right, and then with a victory at Daytona. And then number five, I look at Brandon Jones. One top five, three top tens, and a pole in his last 10 races at Daytona. So I look for those five guys to be really strong in this race, guys to look out for. And then I have an underdog pick for Daytona, and that is going to be the 93 of Jeff Green. Jeff Green is only running restricted plate races this year, and last season, two top 10 finishes in both Daytona races, so I look for him to be strong as well. If you're trying to have an underdog pick, I would pick the 93 of Jeff Green. But my overall pick to win this one, well, I'm going to wait. I'm going to let you guys make your picks first.
I'm going to go with the Melon Man. As you just said, last year he got the win at the summer race at Daytona. In the February race at Daytona, he started 6th and finished 13th. So I expect him to have a strong run at Daytona.
Yeah, he's a good pick. But, you know, we're coming into a new era with the Xfinity Series, with the Big Three being gone, as we've discussed. I think it's time for a first. I think we're going to see a first-time winner at Daytona on Saturday, and I think it's going to be another one of the nine of Noah Gragson.
All right. Done.
We talked about it the whole last third of the year last year. He was this close to getting that win. He was knocking on the door.
Yep.
He's looked strong at plate races in the past. I think it's time for the nine to get it done. I think it's time for Noah Gragson to check this one off the list.
All right.
Absolutely. I'm going to have to agree with Ian here. I am also going with Ross Chastain. I believe that aggressive driving is going to pay off for him if he doesn't make too many enemies and doesn't do anything stupid early, because I know the kid can drive on restricted play racetracks.
Yeah.
He can drive on all racetracks. He's really strong on these restricted play tracks. We saw that in the July race, but he got a little aggressive at times when he didn't really need to be, and then he kind of had a target on his back. So he definitely doesn't want to start 2020 off with a target on his back, but I don't think he's going to make too many enemies, and I think Cog Racing is in for another great day at Daytona with Ross Chastain going to victory lane.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's a wonderful pick there. All right, so let's move into the Daytona 500 now, boys. The big race.
Big dogs on the track.
Oh, yeah. So this is a total of 200 laps, a stage breakdown. Stage one is 60 laps, another 60 laps for stage two, and then we'll end the race with 80 laps. Jimmy Johnson and Denny Hamlin are tied for the most 500 wins by active drivers right now with two. And key rookies that you're going to want to look out for this year, it's going to be Cole Custer. He's moving into the 41 Stewart Haas racing car, taking over from Daniel Suarez. We got Tyler Reddick, another of the big three. He's taking over Daniel Hemric's ride in the 8 RCR car. Christopher Bell, he's moving into the 95 Levine Family Racing car. And then we got Jon-Hernan Nemechek moving into the Front Row Motorsports 38. And then some drivers that we want to look at might rebound this year. We got Jimmy Johnson. You know, he's in his final season. He's been winless since 2017 at Dover. Brad Keselowski looking for a rebound this year. He won three races early in the season, got eliminated in the round of 12. It's been kind of a theme with him the past few years. So looking for him to kind of break off and get further into the playoffs. And then we got Chris Buescher. He's moving into Roush Fenway Racing, one of his old teams. He won them in Xfinity Series Championship at the time.
Xfinity Series.
Yep. And so he's looking to make that team stronger because he hasn't had a win since he won at Pocono in 16 with the Fog Race. And then we're looking to Clint Bowyer to have a big rebound season. He hasn't won since 2018 when he won at Martinsville, Michigan. So looking for him to have a big year, and just Stewart Haas Racing as a whole to kind of rebound.
Yeah, if we're talking rebound, that was the organization I was going to want to bring up, Stewart Haas Racing. They were flat last year. Compared to what they were in the 2018 season, last year was nowhere near that. With only one of their drivers going to victory lane, I think this year they need to aim on all four of those cars getting back in victory lane, because those are four very capable race cars getting to victory lane.
Exactly. All right, so the race starts Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, 1:30 p.m. on our side in the Chicago area. It's going to be on Fox. And so let's go into predictions. I want to hear your guys' first before I dig into mine.
All righty. So going into Daytona, we talked about it in our preview show. The 12-car Ryan Blaney's already been off to a big offseason, adding Todd Gordon to the helm. I think he's already proven to be one of the better plate racers so far. You know, coming off a huge plate win at Talladega last year.
Oh, yeah.
He's already had a Daytona dual win. He's already had a Daytona where he's led the most laps. Right. I'm going to pick my guy, Ryan Blaney, to get it done. We're picking him for a breakout year, and I think it starts at Daytona. Ryan Blaney in victory lane on Sunday.
That's all a right. very strong pick because Blaney is, like you said, very strong at those restrictor plate races. So what better way to start off with Todd Gordon and
posting
up that Harley Jarrow trophy would be great. So for me, the heart in me, the fan in me, wants to go with the 21 of Matt DiBenedetto, but the brain in me is thinking somebody else. You mentioned him. He's tied for most Daytona 500 wins among active drivers. That is number 11 of Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin, him and Daytona, they're just really good buds. Over Denny's career, he's got two Daytona 500 championships. He's got eight top fives and nine top tens in the Great American Race. Only three DNFs. Denny's really strong here. Really, the last couple years is when he really came to life here at Daytona. I think it was like from 2014 on is when he really started hitting his stride here at Daytona. So I got to go with the 11. I think he's going to go back-to-back. It's really hard to do winning back-to-back 500s, but I think Denny's going to get it done.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. That's a good pick there. I got to go with my guy, Kurt Busch. He won the 2017 Daytona 500. At Daytona, he's got an average finish of 17.7. He's got one win, 13 top fives, 18 top tens, and 20 top 20s, and he's led 315 laps. So I think he's going to have a strong race. He's proven the past few years that he's been a really good restrictor plate racer.
Right.
He's always been up there. At Daytona, that was his first restrictor plate, and he's always been, you know, the bridesmaid. He's always showed up second at this plate track. So I'm looking for him to get a second Daytona 500 win this weekend at Daytona.
It's a strong pick.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, so you boys got anything else to add into our show?
Just really excited to get back to meaningful racing. Here we go. We're coming to the Daytona 500 weekend. It's always one of my favorite weekends of the year because we know what's coming for the next 30-something weekends here, boys.
Exactly.
It's time to strap it down and get ready for a crazy season. We start coming up on Thursday with the duels.
Here we go. It's time.
Exactly. Guys, make sure to follow us on Spotify. You can listen to our shows on there. You can also listen to it on anchor.fm. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure to follow Ashland Heddens Racing. Make sure to follow Adam Cristofaro on SoundCloud. And I think that'll do it for our show. So for the Stock Car Spectacle, I'm Ian Jortson.
I'm Mike Gamble.
And I'm Nick Kinzel.
Thanks for watching, guys.
See you guys.